Excited to be a part of the Pop-Tarts Bowl. Excited to make a return back to Orlando, where I had a lot of great years of my career and my life. Met my wife in Orlando and got married while we were there, and had a lot of great years coaching at UCF and a lot of great friends down there. And just a wonderful city. So many great things about it. It's a game that actually, before it was Pop-Tarts and its history of the games, I think Georgia Tech's played in this game 3 times now. It was actually the first bowl game that I ever played in as a player, when it was the Carquest Bowl back in 1997 in Miami. It just changed from the Blockbuster Bowl to the Carquest Bowl. So we played West Virginia in the game, had a really good game, and it really they held us in on to the offseason of the next year. But a lot of good memories there. Really, really excited to play BYU. What a great team. You know, great coach. He's done unbelievable job. I've only had the pleasure of meeting him one time, once or twice, and just can't say enough great things about him and the program, what they've done, and the year they've had. And I think it's been an outstanding matchup, two really good teams, but also two teams that I think go about doing things the right way and have, you know, high values, high character, want to play with toughness and discipline. So this should be a really, really good football game. Excited to get into Orlando and get things rolling here.
Coach, keeping with the old Orlando guys theme, we'll start with Luke Hetrick, who was a sports reporter down here as well. Luke, you can tee off when you're ready.
Sam, appreciate that. Brent, you obviously spoke glowingly about Orlando. A two-part question for you. How did your time in that city and with UCF make you into the coach you are today? And the second one, probably more important, what's your favorite Pop-Tart?
Strawberry. I like the frosted, the different frosted glazes on the top. You know, it's a I'm a big Pop-Tart guy. Even if I've had breakfast, I mean, throw them down. But no, Orlando is such a huge part of my life, and it's me as a man, it's me as a father, a husband, but also as a football coach. And you know, there's a little running joke we have in there with the guys that have worked for Coach O'Leary that talk about dog years. And I think we're there 12 years. And in dog year terms, it was a lot longer than that. But that's where I really learned how to be a football coach. Learned how to handle adversity, setbacks. You know, we had ups and downs. Had to really see the table as far as in the inside of learning the processes that it takes to be a head coach. Coached a lot of really, really good players, a lot of great memories. Still have great relationships with those players and coaches that we were all together. Gosh, it's been almost 10 years ago now, but you know, a lot of great memories, a lot of great friendships.
We'll move on to Chad Bishop next, but before I do, I'm obligated to let the folks know that there are going to be 6 mascots at this Pop-Tarts Bowl this year. You'll have Team Sprinkles, Team Swirls, got Protein Slam and Strawberry, so Coach will be a fan of that, I think. We'll have Frosted Cherry, Frosted Cookies and Cream, Frosted Chocolate Chipped Cookie Dough,
Cookies and Cream, okay.
Frosted Wild Berry, and Frosted Hot Fudge Sundae. So we got a good crew here. And one of those teams is going to get toasted at the end of the game. So without further ado, we'll move on to the next question. Chad, go ahead when you're ready.
Hey, Brent, good evening. Who will be the primary offensive play caller in the bowl game?
I've made that decision. I'm going to visit with the staff tomorrow and talk through those things. I've made the decision already. But I don't say anything until I have a chance to speak with the staff.
Cool. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Coach. We'll move on next to Emmanuel Glaze, followed by Alex Farrer. Emmanuel, go ahead whenever you're ready.
Hey, Coach, with the news that you heard today, how's the team accepting it? How excited are the players and getting prepared for this game, this bowl game?
Well, I mean, we just found out probably, you know, 50 minutes before this, 55, you know, not long, an hour and 50, whatever it is. I haven't been around the team yet. I've had a lot of, you know, sending the text across as soon as we found out. This is the bowl that we definitely are excited about. I have not had a chance to be around all the players and get their reaction, but from the text messages, our team seems extremely excited to come to Orlando and spend the holidays there.
All right. We'll move on to Ken for now. We'll come back to Alex if he raises his hand again later.
Hey, Brent. Thanks for your time. Ken. Good to see you. And I had a question. You've obviously had a couple guys take other jobs elsewhere, and I think that's something that you've done well, is putting together a good staff. And I know I've heard you say, for instance, slow to hire, quick to fire. And I wanted to ask you kind of when you go through your hires, kind of what are the most important things that you prioritize to make the proper hire? I'm like, for instance, like I'm sure it's not just people that or people that are
Right.
friends, but what do you prioritize?
So obviously a ton of names come through. When you start to do these things, you have your own list and people surprise you. And it's been a great opportunity here the last couple of days of really seeing what place Georgia Tech is in as compared to 3 years ago, and the quality of people that are interested, that have reached out, that are that want the job. It's very humbling to see that part of it. The number one quality, though, is fit. They've got to fit in with the staff and the team. They have to be somebody that the team is going to respond to, that the team is gonna to listen to, respond to, play for. And there's got to be a high level of trust there. Not everybody you've worked with before, but the vetting out of these guys, it's a very time-consuming process. But trust is such a huge thing with me, and then we have an identity of it as a team that I want this the, these the hire to make sure that it fits into that identity. And look, that doesn't mean line up and do certain things a certain way. I want new ideas. I want new fresh thoughts. I want to be able to put the players in the position to be able to have success in every play. I'm going to take my time on this. I've talked to I can't I think the my list is. It's about 36 right now that have really people that have intrigued me. And the thing about this too, you go through this process, and a lot of times when you talk to people, it might not be the right time now, but it might be a name for the future or a relationship that you're able to build. And so I really enjoy this opportunity. I think it's a great time to find out about people and people find out about you and your program. But at the same time, this is a very important hire for us, and I'm going to make sure to exhaust every possibility and every option to make sure we get it right.
All right, thank you, Coach. Well, it looks like Alex is back with us. Alex, we'll give it another shot. Go whenever you're ready.
All right, I'm unmuted now. Coach, just talk about the chance to play in this game. You talked about how big of a deal it is to chance to play BYU, a ranked team, a chance to get to 10 wins for the first time in a while, kind of a chance for the seniors to finish, strong. Just how special an opportunity it is for y'all, kind of how are you guys approaching it?
Yeah, we'll start approaching it tomorrow. Now that we know who the opponent is, I know that the QCs, the GAs, they're already starting to break stuff down, break film down, and get rolling on that. But this is a huge, huge game for us. Bowl games are meant to be a reward for the players and the team and the staff, the coaches. But at the same time, we have one mission, and that's to go to Orlando to win a football game. Bottom line, we're going to have fun. We're going to enjoy it. We're going to enjoy everything that Orlando has to offer and that the Pop-Tarts Bowl has to offer us. And I know it's going to be an outstanding time there. But the excitement comes with the reward within this game, and a chance to get 10 wins, a chance to really send the seniors off who've done so much for this program over the last. Several years that they've been here. And then it gives the positive momentum going into the offseason.
Thank you, Coach. I see three more hands on the screen. We probably got time for about three more questions. So we'll go with Allison, then Kelly, then close back out with Luke. Allison, go ahead whenever you're ready. All right. We'll audible to Kelly, go back to Allison next. Kelly, go ahead whenever you're ready.
Hey, Coach, I was just curious what kind of the senior classes feel is on this. You have 27 seniors, I think it is, and how important this game is for those guys to play their final game at Georgia Tech.
Yeah, again, I have not been around the players since we found out, but I know going into this over the last few days when we were together, and they were super excited to find out who we were playing, where we were playing, because they are all locked in and ready to go compete and play one last game together as the 2025 version of the Georgia Tech football team.
All right, I'm not seeing Allison's hand back up, so Luke, take us home.
Yeah, Brent, to that point, talking about what this game means. We're in an era now where some players opt out of bowl games. We've seen a team already in Notre Dame say they're not going to compete in a bowl game. For you guys, for where we're at in the modern era of college football, just what does it mean to have your guys committed to a bowl game like this, even though it's outside a college football playoff?
Yeah, an opportunity to compete is all the competitors can ask for, right? And you want to surround yourself with competitive people in life, not just on the football team, but in life. And that's what I look for in recruiting. That's what I look for in development of guys. We want to develop and or recruit and develop competitive people, and because they're the ones that are going to be successful in life later on when they truly want to compete at everything they do. I can't control people's thoughts and processes and you know what they want to do. I can just provide information, provide the structure, and what that stuff all takes care of itself because of the locker room, the culture of the team. And I know, look, from talking to guys already that are, you know, I think if you ever brought it up to a player, you know, one of our guys, they would laugh at you. I mean, they would, you know. But again, I can't control what people are going to do. But you know, regardless, we're going to have 11 people on each side of the football, and we're going to go out there and compete. But you know, one of the four pillars of our program is commitment. And when you commit to something, you commit for the full time. And that's my belief. That's the way I feel, and that's the way I am.
I see Allison's back with us, so we'll try that one more time. Allison, go ahead. You can take us home, and then we'll move on to Coach Stocky.
Hey, sorry, it's 2025. I swear I know how to do Zoom. Real quick, when you were talking about and making an announcement about the play caller for the game, is that just for who's going to do it during the Pop-Tart Bowl, or do you already know who's going to be the next OC for you?
No, I don't. Like I
Okay.
said, I've whittled my list down. I think I'm down to 36 people right now. That I'm vetting through and talking with, and no, this is going to be a this, I'm going to take the time to get this thing right. And you know, if it takes 2 days or it takes 2 months, it doesn't really matter to me. It's about, you know, this is about the players and getting the right fit to be able to coach our players and into a championship football team.